Now, when you want to tap a horse, you tell him, whoa.
Yeah.
You want him to go ahead, you tell him, get up. Get up there, horse. He understand. He moved, too. So get up there, horse. You want to tap, say, whoa. You quit. You stop to do.
When you got on and got it, wanted to get him started, you'd say,
whoa.
Did you ever fuck her?
That's right. You said, get up there. And he go, too. Many ways, you know, do things. But these dumb beasts understand it too. They sure do. And when I call my chicken, I say, chicky, 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 like that. And he understand it too. He come. And I call my cat, I call him kitty, 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 kitty. He come. And I call my dog, I say, here, dog, here. And he come. So this.
What would you say to your dog if you want to get him after something or somebody?
Chicken. That's like, chick, chick, chick. He go too. That's right. If I want to drive a hog somewhere, I tell him to sue it. He go to you. Sue a hog, and he'll move to you. It's funny, but that's the way things go. Everything knows its own language down the way. Sure do.
When you used to milk the cows, you said the pail was a kind of, what was it made of?
It's made out of metal, you know. Some of them is made out of graniteware. Some of them blue, and some of them it's plain, kind of like Luma. Was, you know, and then see they used to have would cover the bucket about halfway. I thought a lid, like, you know, but it's sharp, you see, sort of point up. Well, you turn that sharp part next to you, you see, and that make the other part sit open, you see. And you take that bucket down and set it, but catch it between your knees this way, set up on it. You see, and then you let the car hit your wee neck, see, and then here you go like this.
Yeah.
Just set it milk. So I used to make a milk dairy one time for a white fella. He used to. He used to live milk to the town. And he had about 75 head of milk cows. But he had a big barn, you know, where you came for the milk. And he had stalls. You know, each car had its own stall.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd drive me in there, you see, and he grew up in his stall. And you have feed, you see, over in that stall, in a trough. Then you latch the head while they couldn't get out. He had a thing called a latch. You left him, left it over his neck. Well, he couldn't, yeah, he still there, you know, eat. And then you go to milk him, you see. And we used to milk about 75 head of cows twice a day. We milk them in the morning about 4 o'clock, and in the evening about 3 in the evening, milk them twice a day. And he had a great big barn, and he had a thing called a silo. And that's where they fed him off. See, he raised sorghum, and along in August, he would cut that sorghum down, you see, and haul it to the silo, and he had a chopper, had an elevator, and he chopped that stuff up, you know, and he blew over in that silo. That silo, all that thing is about 150 feet up in the air. It's wide, you make them just like a barrel made there, you see, that's how you make a silo, like that barrel, you see, you put hooks around that silo, you see. And build it and put a top over it. And then you have steps from the bottom to the top. And he had me and Owen, you know, tramp it down, you see, until they get his food to the top. And that's where they fed his cows over. Sure did. They made good car feed too. Sure did. And then we had in old days like that, we used to bale hay.
Yeah.
First, we used to put them loose. We cut it.
Yeah.
And let it cure out.